Hello everybody, this is Tantra FM and I'm your host Valentino. Today we shall be dealing with the following articles. Fear not sexual continence. Men usually succeed in having a certain degree of control on their sexual excitement, once they have grown as lovers and once their desire is to satisfy their beloved. This ability is often translated in terms of distracting the mind from the sexual excitement, instead of learning how to become more and more sensitive to this excitement. A real control of ejaculation comes only when a man has learned his own individual rhythm of excitement, and not when he ignores it. Become aware of your own excitement. A method to control your sexual energy. Part 1. Sexual energy is one of the most powerful types of bioelectric energy. The Orientals understand the so-called excitement in Western terminology in terms of accumulating sexual energy. The practice of sexual continence is based on the cultivation of this energy and how you use it for your spiritual evolution. You have to learn how to make the sexual energy, located mostly in the area of your genitalia, circulate in your entire body, so that you have multiple all-body orgasms and are able to experience the famous erotic ecstasy. Become aware of your own excitement, a method to control your sexual energy. Part 2. Sexual arousal. According to Taoism, we as human beings need to feel sexual arousal daily, as it represents the life-giving force of sexual energy. When we are sexually aroused, the amount of sexual hormones, considered in Taoism to be the very fountain of youth, increases substantially. Consequently, the more we become aware of it and learn how to direct it, the more we will be able to perceive this rejuvenating energy at any moment, as well as all its benefits. The Law of Resonance, Part 1. The hidden key of all the keys involved in a manifestation of the universe. For the Western mind, the language of yoga and other spiritual paths is very difficult to decipher. The symbols and metaphors are a jungle where the uninitiated and even some of the initiated ones are lost. The hidden key that opens all these secrets and lost meanings is called resonance. Resonance is very easy to understand, even for the Western mind, because it is centered on the scientific approach towards reality. In the light of resonance, all metaphors and symbols immediately start to make sense, becoming at the same time a door towards invisible realities. The Law of Resonance, Part 2. The Vibratory Movements of the Universe. Just like in the esoteric Oriental tradition of spirituality, modern physics does not conceive matter as being passive, inert, or static, but as constantly moving and vibrating. The rhythms of these movements are determined, among other things, by their atomic, nuclear, and molecular structures. Therefore, both science and spirituality converge towards the idea that the universe is dynamic, being a continuous state of movement and oscillation. Nature is not static, but dynamic in its equilibrium. Here is what a Taoist text says about this matter. The silence in silence is not true silence. Only when there is calmness in movement, the spiritual rhythm, or vibration in scientific terms, which penetrates the sky and the earth, is born. We also hope you will stay with us towards the end of our broadcast when we will be performing a meditation on the state of generosity, which is something that most of us lack.
Fear not sexual continence. Men usually succeed in having a certain degree of control on their sexual excitement once they have grown as lovers and once their desire is to satisfy their beloved. This ability is often translated in terms of distracting their mind from their sexual excitement instead of learning how to become more and more sensitive to this excitement. A real control of ejaculation comes only when a man has learned his own individual rhythm of excitement and not when he ignores it. Once you become aware of your ever-increasing pleasure, you will find it easier to walk on the path of sexual continence, or in other words, of multiple orgasms. In order to fully experience sexual pleasure, men have to relax and to abandon themselves to it. But if a man relaxes and abandons at the wrong moment, he may ejaculate because of this. What you have to know about ejaculation. The discharge of the semen from the body takes place in two phases. In the first one, the contracting phase, called sometimes the emission phase, the prostate contracts and pushes the semen through the urethra. In the expulsion phase, the semen discharges in the urethra and goes further on up through the penis. When you will be capable of having multiple orgasms, you will experience those pleasant pelvic contractions without ejaculating. Although there are men who ejaculate several times during one act, especially teenagers, it has to be clear from now on that multiple orgasms without ejaculating do not refer to these kinds of multiple ejaculations. If a man is very excited, there may appear some drops of transparent liquid. The prostate and the other glands, such as the Cowper glands, produce this translucent fluid that may usually be eliminated before the discharge of the semen. It is in fact an alkaline-based liquid needed for the lubrication of the urethra and for preparing the way for semen. The Taoists named this liquid water and distinguished it from the milk, which represents the seed. This fluid is perfectly natural. Its presence indicates the orgasm of the contractile phase, and it may contain a number of spermatozoids. This is usually called pre-ejaculation. What happens to the semen when I do not ejaculate? The semen is reabsorbed by the organism in a manner somewhat similar to the process occurring in the case of a man who had a vasectomy. Nonetheless, the effects of Taoist and Tantric techniques on the human organism are quite different from the effects of a vasectomy. A vasectomy implies that the deferent tube is cut right above the testicles and consequently the sperm can no longer pass through that tube. The semen is finally reabsorbed inside the body, but quite a number of men complain because of a state of congestion in the testicles and the pelvis. Therefore, if you had a vasectomy or you simply practice sexual continence, it is important that you practice techniques to sublimate the sexual energy from the sexual area. These techniques help your body transform the semen into other substances, processes known as transmutation. Then, the energy that comes as a result is sublimated to the upper chakras, releasing the tension from the pelvis. The involuntary contractions of orgasms in the contractile phase, without ejaculation, massage the prostate, keeping it healthy and decongested. Can the fact that I do not ejaculate harm me in any way? The Taoist and Tantric adepts have practiced the techniques for transmutation of the semen and sublimation of the sexual energy into other refined forms of energy for thousands of years without any side effects. Furthermore, they noticed that their health and longevity have been substantially improved. The orgasmic masculine potential. Instead of the usual ejaculatory orgasm, the Big Bang type, the methods of transforming and sublimating the sexual energy endow you with the possibility of raising this energy even from the contractile phase before ejaculation. This allows you to experiment many multiple orgasms, perceived with your entire body, not just your genital area. If you feel that ejaculation is imminent, block it by squeezing it with your fingers. This will prolong your orgasm and preserve some of your energy.
Become aware of your own excitement. A method to control your sexual energy. Part 1. Sexual energy is one of the most powerful types of bioelectric energy. The Orientals understand the so-called excitement in Western terminology in terms of accumulating this type of sexual energy. The practice of sexual continence is based on the cultivation of this energy and how you use it for your spiritual evolution. You have to learn how to make the sexual energy, located in the area of your genitals, circulate in your entire body so that you have multiple all-body orgasms and are able to experience the famous erotic ecstasy. According to Taoist tradition, All our organs offer the best part of their energy during orgasm in order to create a new life. This is the power used to give life to a baby. However, the Taoist and Tantric masters consider that if the aim is not procreation, it is best to preserve this energy and to sublimate it into refined forms of energy, which will make us leap into and experience extraordinary spiritual states. The orgasmic energy charges every cell of our body. In order to be truly healthy and active, we need to regularly perceive this rejuvenating orgasmic energy, every day if possible. Once you have developed the ability to make this energy circulate through your body, you will be able to perceive the sensation through your body, anytime, anywhere. You may ask yourselves if perceiving this sexual energy will have as a result a constant state of sexual arousal, and you will consequently feel the need to have intercourse all the time, like an itching that needs to be scratched. Quite the opposite. Men and women have sexual impulses that need to become concrete and directed in a well-established direction. In the West, we usually try to repress these desires, but according to Tantric and Taoist traditions, such repression inevitably leads to physical and psychic imbalances. Cultivating your sexual energy does not equal uncontrollable sexual urges, but a feeling of peaceful and energetic fulfillment. A man who has had multiple orgasms by practicing sexual continence explains the difference. Before I started practicing sexual continence, if I did not ejaculate for a while, my sexual drive became so strong that I had to watch porn movies, look for one-night stands, or use the services of prostitutes. Once I would ejaculate, that need disappeared, and I could not understand why I spent so much time and so much money seeking its satisfaction. I would tell myself that I would not make the same mistake again. But I knew that after a while, the sexual pressure would return and I would start all over. When I finally began to practice sexual continence, I realized that my sexual energy was still at its peak, but somehow balanced. It was the first time in my life when I was happy to be a man, because this time I was in control of my sexual energy. The more you practice sexual continence, the more you will realize that it is possible for you to have more control of your sexual energy than before, and you will have to learn how to properly direct this huge energy upwards. The asanas found in Hatha Yoga and other techniques for meditation will help you transform your sexual energy into loving, volitional, mental, and spiritual energy. How does this energy flow inside the body? There is a tantric saying that goes something like this. The mind goes into a certain direction, and the energy follows it. The energy tends to accumulate in the place where you focus your mind. Experiments in the field of biofeedback have proved that focusing your attention on one part of the body may determine an intensification of the nervous and muscular activity in that particular area. The more intense the mental concentration, the more ample the flow of energy. Remember that you must not push or draw the energy, but simply focus your mind on another part. A complete understanding of this fact is essential for an efficient and effective practice of it. However, for a good control of your sexual energy, you cannot simply commute your attention along your skin. If you focus upon a certain area of your body, you will perceive a palpable, concrete flow of warm energy, tingling in that particular area. Become aware of your own excitement. A method to control your sexual energy. Part 2. Sexual arousal. According to Taoism, we, as human beings, need to feel sexual arousal daily, as it represents the life-giving force of sexual energy. When we are sexually aroused, the amount of sexual hormones, considered in Taoism to be the fountain of youth, increases substantially. Consequently, the more we become aware of it, and the more we learn how to direct it, the more we will be able to perceive this rejuvenating energy at any moment. Becoming aware of your arousal. In order to become a multi-orgasmic man, you need to be perfectly aware of how fast you become aroused. Unfortunately, very few men pay attention to their own rhythm of sexual arousal. Instead, they pass on from erection to ejaculation like race cars, without taking the time to notice enjoy, and watch the road they are walking on. In the initial stages of arousal, the penis becomes swollen, gaining in length and thickness as the tissue is swollen with blood. As the penis gains in erection, the valves close the veins, preventing the blood from returning to the body. Most men and even male babies have at least a few erections at night, while dreaming. Almost every man has had the strange experience of being incapable of getting an erection once they were with a woman. Occasional inability of getting an erection is due to what psychologist Bernie Zilbergeld called the penis wisdom. This fact indicates that you have to pay special attention to certain aspects in your personal relationship, or it may be a sign that you are under pressure or stressed. If a man has repeatedly had problems in getting an erection, this problem is called impotence, a term which indicates weakness and lack of vigor. In Tantra, this term does not exist. You may have to resort to the solo exercises in order to get a stronger erection, and the lovemaking techniques for couples, and you will not have to face this problem again. The phases of erection. Most men believe that there are two situations. Either they are aroused, or they are not. Either they have erection, or they do not. During their youth, men get erection so often and so fast that it becomes difficult to distinguish between their levels of excitement. Nonetheless, the Taoist distinguished four levels of excitement, or arousal if you will. The first, firmness and dilatation. The second, thickness. The third, hardness. And the fourth, heating. The erection is more than a static annex. It is a process in development that reflects the level of arousal. Western doctors have recently confirmed the existence of these four levels of erection, although they have described them in terms that are more technical. During the first level, the penis begins to move and becomes erect. During the second, it is firm but not hard. At least not hard enough to penetrate a woman's vagina, unless you use the technique of flabby penetration. During the third, it is erect and hard. During the fourth, it is very hard and hot. During this last stage, the testicles enter a man's body. If you maintain the third level without reaching the fourth, it will be easier to avoid ejaculation. The sublimation of the sexual energy will prevent the penis from reaching the fourth level, in which it becomes harder and much hotter. If you feel that you are about to enter the fourth level, anxious and explosive, you have to learn to relax the pelvic muscles and thus sublimate the sexual energy more easily. The Law of Resonance, Part 1. For the Western mind, the language of yoga and other spiritual paths is very difficult to decipher. The symbols and metaphors are a jungle where the uninitiated and even some of the initiated ones are lost. The hidden key that opens all these secrets and lost meanings is called resonance. Resonance is very easy to understand even for the Western mind because it is centered on the scientific approach towards reality. In the light of resonance, all metaphors and symbols immediately start to make sense, becoming at the same time a door towards invisible realities. Definition. The law of resonance has a relational character. In example, it expresses the way in which two or more apparently different things or phenomena selectively communicate and are linked with each other, being integrated into a united whole. The links which unite all things in the universe, physical objects, mental processes, psychic phenomena, spiritual levels, in other words, everything that is manifested, have as basis the process of resonance. The fundamental secret of any real yoga practice is to create and maintain a process of resonance. In other words, a process of initiating and amplifying a vibratory response, a link, in what we can call a receiving system that is attuned to an emitting system. It is very important to understand that resonance starts only when the frequency of the two systems, the receiving and the emitting, are very close or identical. In yoga, the process of resonance is created and maintained mainly by permanently focusing one's attention through effortless mental concentration. During resonance, the cosmic frequencies, or vibratory energies that are constantly emitted as cosmic waves by interstellar centers, galaxies, or planets, can be received by the correspondent focus of a human subtle body in the same way that a radio set can be tuned to different radio frequencies. During resonance, a transfer of subtle energy takes place from the emitting source to the receiver. The received energy brings with it all the characteristics of the source on multiple levels: physical patterns, specific types of energies, feelings, inner states, information, ideas, etc. Yoga and resonance. What does yoga have to do with resonance? Here's what. All yoga techniques, asanas, pranayama, meditation, etc., are accurate ways to create a certain resonance with certain cosmic energies that are specific to the technique being used. The type of energy that a certain technique resonates with is revealed by a guru when he performs a certain initiation for that technique. Only one who knows that information through direct experience is a true guru. In other words, through the practice of a certain asana, for example, the yogi creates a link between his own microcosmos, vibrating now with a certain kind of energy, corresponding to that asana, and the macrocosmic source of that energy, or the cosmic correspondent of that asana. Through this link, or resonance, the energy from the cosmic source is poured into the practitioner's microcosmos. The more that asana is effortlessly maintained with the use of mental concentration, the more that type of energy is accumulated into his or her being. This is the reason all truly advanced yogis maintain asanas or meditate or do pranayama for hours at a time, which is not really recommended for beginners. Therefore, yoga puts at our disposal not only an instrument for self-knowledge, but also a large spectrum of tools to develop those areas of our being that are less developed, so that we become whole, complete beings. Within the light of the law of resonance, and due to their similarity, the phenomena, ideas, feelings, objects, energies, etc., are in agreement or consonance. They vibrate in unison, or identify with and evoke, or summon each other, selectively, through action at a distance. In classical physics, resonance is well known in mechanics, acoustics, and electromagnetism. This phenomenon actually characterizes the entire manifested universe. The basis of the existence of resonance is the energetic and vibratory substratum of the universe. Therefore, the first step in deeply understanding resonance is to ponder the fact that all physical, mental, and spiritual phenomena are rooted into a unique eternal reality as a result of and developing from that reality. This is Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I am your host, Valentino. The Law of Resonance, Part 2. Just like in the esoteric oriental tradition of spirituality, modern physics does not conceive matter as being passive, inert, or static, but is constantly moving and vibrating. The rhythms of these movements are determined, among other things, by their atomic, nuclear, and molecular structures. Therefore, both science and spirituality converge towards the idea that the universe is dynamic, being in a continuous state of movement and oscillation. Nature is not static, but dynamic in its equilibrium. Here's what a Taoist text says about this matter. The silence in silence is not true silence. Only when there is calmness in movement, the spiritual rhythm or vibration which penetrates the sky and the earth is born. Therefore, everything is vibration. Here's what the scientists say about this subject. Everything is vibration. Everything is movement. The void or primordial substratum fluctuates according to certain laws between existence and non-existence. The quanta, a small, indivisible unit of energy, born as a result of the vibratory movement of the void, are virtual. In example, they do not materialize into real particles that can be destroyed. They need a certain mass and energy in order to have a material existence. The whole universe is made up of lots of things and phenomena, from the smallest atom to the greatest of galaxies. Their common element is that they are all moving. However, why everything is moving is a question to which modern science has no answer. On the other hand, modern science has made some progress in explaining how things move. Modern quantum physics believes in the existence of four forces. assuming as a hypothesis the necessary existence of a fifth force, which unifies the first four. This theory is in fact a rediscovery of the Eastern theory of the five tattvas, or subtle principles, earth, water, fire, air, and ether. According to physics, the four forces who act in the universe are the strong and the weak forces, who keep atoms together, the force of gravity, who describes the movement of bigger material bodies, and the electromagnetic force, such as light. These four forces have something in common. They all move in waves. Therefore, the waves represent the basic movement of the universe. Even though this subject may seem complicated, its basic principles are very simple. Once these principles are clearly understood, we can make some real progress in understanding the physical characteristics of resonance and harmony. A wave, something that moves. The propagation of light, for example, is sometimes explained as a flux of particles, photons, a quantum of electromagnetic energy moving through space. But certain experiments produce results that cannot be explained if we consider that light is just a flux of particles. The fundamental element here is that even in these cases, light still moves through space. Searching for a more comprehensive model, at least in the case of light propagation, we can ask ourselves if there is also something else, besides particles, which can move from one place to another. The answer is yes, there is. If we throw a stone into a pond, we can see it. A wave. As it was stated above, just like in Eastern doctrines, in modern physics, there are already theoretical models that show that the entire universe has vibration as its essential nature, and that a certain modulated vibration can describe, or build, a whole universe. For a better understanding of this principle, let's analyze a one-dimensional vibration. Let's suppose that we have a cord placed between two fixed points. If we stretch the cord at its middle point and then let it go, the cord will start to oscillate and it will produce two symmetrical curves. If we stretch the cord at a quarter of its length and then let it go, the cord will start to oscillate and it will produce the effects shown in Figure 1b, which can be found on our site. This effect is called a stationary or standing wave. Standing waves will only manifest when the cord is acted upon at distances that divide its wavelength into integer parts. In Figure 1a, also found on our site, the length of the support is half a wavelength. Therefore, the nodes are identical with the first two fixed points. In Figure 1b, found on our site, the length of the support is one wavelength. We notice that in Figure 1b, the point N is static and remains so during the whole oscillation of the cord. This point is called a node. Nodes are points that do not move along a cord in stationary vibration. Let's suppose now that we have a thin metal plate that we fix on one side, like in Figure 2, found on our site. We will spread on this sheet of metal a uniform and very thin layer of fine sand. Then, with a fiddlestick or something of the sort, we tap one of the free sides until a sound is produced. As a result of the sound, the metal plate will start to vibrate. We will then notice that the layer of sand will make certain shapes that are symmetrical. The shape is a result of the stationary waves created in the metal sheet as a result of its vibration. This is a bidimensional replica of the previous experiment. In this case, the sand accumulates in those areas where the metal plate does not vibrate, nodes, in other words. The sand particles will accumulate in the points with the lowest of energies. Therefore, the stationary waves divide the metal plate into an integer number of wavelengths. The dimensions of the metal plate are important in creating these stationary waves, and therefore the nodes with low energy. When a certain structure enters in resonance with, which means that at that time that structure vibrates on a certain frequency that is specific to that structure only, and which can be maintained with the least amount of effort, this process of resonance will immediately produce stationary waves.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I'm your host, Amaris. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: amplifying the fourth center of force, Anahata Chakra. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Focus your attention on the middle of your chest, which represents the projection of Anahata Chakra in your physical body. The symbolical representation of Anahata Chakra is a lotus flower with 12 petals, symbolizing the 12 energy channels, or nadis, situated here. This chakra represents compassion, emotional tranquility, detachment, unconditional love, the consciousness of love, and empathic communion with other beings, abnegation, self-giving, and self-sacrifice. The element it resonates with is the subtle energy of the air. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: amplifying the fourth center of force, Anahata Chakra. Let us begin.
I hope you've enjoyed your time with us and that you will join us again for our next broadcast.